The newly filed appeal asks that Tuesday night's Doe shutdown order by Milwaukee District Federal Judge Rudolph Randa be blocked, including Randa's ruling that the evidence already gathered should be destroyed. Prosecutors say Randa's decision about the records and data is premature, given the appeal process. Governor Scott Walker isn't commenting on the status of the evidence, but isn't quite celebrating Randa's ruling.
No, I mean, you know, on this, on Act 10, on everything else, I'm used to things being in the court quite a bit. So that's why I don't get too excited one way or the other. You all have commented about questions whether this is vindication or not. I don't claim that one way or the other. I leave that up to other observers.
Walker says he's already been trying to keep his focus on reducing taxes and increasing the number of jobs in the state. But Jay Heck of Common Cause of Wisconsin says, hold on, it's important that the Chicago Appeals Court not allow the evidence in John Doe 2 to be destroyed.
Judge Randa doesn't like what's happened, then at the very least the evidence ought to be put into some sort of safeguarded place until a final determination is made through the appeals process.
Heck says Randa's ruling should also trigger an attempt to close a loophole for issue advocacy. Those are ads that support one candidate or oppose another, but don't mention voting for or against anyone. Heck says there should be more disclosure of the donors to groups like Wisconsin Club for Growth if the money comes shortly before an election and is meant for ads trying to influence the outcome of the contest. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.